Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
So quick background to explain why we need to not be conformed to this world shows up in the verse right before our truth of the week here. It's Romans 12:1, and it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So basically, we don't need to be conformed to this world because we are supposed to be a living sacrifice back to God. That's our reasonable service, our spiritual worship. That's how we can honor God with our bodies, which is also the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we are to take care of that. But we're not supposed to be conformed to this world because we need to be holy and acceptable in the sight of God.
Yeah. But man, oh man, okay. So.
Yes. Oh, yes.
This is a whole heap of stuff we need to strive with. And this will be, okay, so this, I have mastered and failed this all in the same hour.
Oh, me too. This is a struggle for hardcore struggle as believers. This is not easy at all.
No. So this is definitely not to be taken lightly. This, don't beat yourself up.
We're preaching to the choir right now is what we're doing.
But at the same time, this is something that we need to strive for. So we are surrounded by this world. We live in this world. This world is a fallen world, a sinful world. And especially with the way our country is right now, it's everywhere. And sometimes it is very hard to navigate through the weeds and not come out scratched up.
Because we all have our sin nature. Once you're saved, it doesn't mean you no longer struggle with the things that you struggle with. There are times that you can be delivered from your sin bondage, and that's what Christ came to do. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be moments and things of temptation and stuff that we're going to fall into and not always do this well. But it's part of our journey. It's part of, and I like how he says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind in our verse, because transformation is a process, and renewing things. Like, think about your apps on your phone. You have to keep updating them. You have to keep renewing them, if you will, to get a better updated version and to clear the bugs. I feel like that's kind of the same way with us.
That's a good metaphor.
We have to be renewed because, do you know how easy, again, we were talking about last week, we're talking about the will of God, we're talking about trying to keep your mind right. It's a process. There's no absolution to it, which we all want, but it's a process. And we're supposed to be this living sacrifice. We're supposed to be transformed and allow this to happen, but we have to work at it. It's not just going to accidentally one day fall in our laps. And
yeah, this isn't meant to be some easy thing to follow. And to not conform is very difficult for some and easier for others. But one thing that I like about this verse is that it is a good goal. It's something to try to work for. And amidst the society that shows a lot of hate, and us and our human natures always go toward the gossip or the negative. We talked about this a little bit last week. You know, this is something that can help us remind ourselves that we're not supposed to be of this world. We're not supposed to join the gossip. We're not supposed to join the negative thoughts. We're supposed to transform and renew our mind in God. And people should know Christians by their love.
Yes.
They should be seeing, no matter what happens, this guy is always showing grace and love. That's what we're called to do. We're not supposed to be transformed to the haters and the sinful nature of this world.
Not joining in and not doing everything the way society does it. Society changes around us, but the Word of God stays the same, and it's tried and true from the beginning of time until the end. And even though society and culture changes, it would be very easy and would be very kumbaya of us to just go with everything the world's saying and everything the world's accepting and doing, but we're not to change how we think or change how we believe just based on society's culture. And taking a stand and or in love saying, hey, I don't agree with things, that's kind of a sacrifice too, because you're going to have people dislike you. You're going to have people look at you and say some harsh things to you for standing up for what you believe in. And even if you say it in the most loving and non-judgmental ways as possible, people are still going to see it through their lenses, and it's going to be hard. And it is a sacrifice on your behalf, because it's not easy to get pushback and have people be unkind to you or lump you in with crazy people just because they think they have the same, you know, they fly under the same Christianity banner or something. And you're like, well, I mean, you kind of need to take things and situations as they come and not totally generalize with everything. But culture just tends to do that. And it can be a harsh environment if you do stand up and look a little bit different and are transformed and don't blend in with society.
It's not easy to talk against society or really to even move against society. So one of the things that we need to be careful about is in this first sentence, it says, do not conform to this world. We all know that that's hard because we're living in it right here and now. And it comes into our homes. It comes into our homes through the television.
Through our phones, through your iPad. Through
whichever. Like, I mean, there are so many things out there on the internet and on cable television that is completely against our Christian beliefs and our, really, it's not edifying to our bodies or our minds to be watching these things. And we need to be careful about what we fill our brains with.
I feel like society and the way media is portrayed in general, whether it be through the news or through television programs or whatever, they're glorifying sinful lifestyles and
big time. Sex is everywhere. Sex is being taught to our 5-year-olds at this point. It's ridiculous how much, but not even that, just even lying and cheating. And
it's portraying how this is just natural, this is normal, all of this is okay. Yeah. Even though I think somewhere along the lines, humans have at least a semblance of a moral compass that looks like the next person's on some level of degrees. Some people are never going to agree that morally everybody thinks killing is wrong. They just, no matter...
Most people, right, yeah.
They do. But when it comes to some of the other different lifestyles or decisions people make, a lot of those are now just very accepted and it almost praised in the out there. And we have to be careful as Christians to not only know, like firmly know what it is Jesus says and know that our convictions need to match what Jesus's are. We have to keep renewing our minds so that, and putting ourselves into the Word and into relationship with Christ. And that's part of what this is saying. So you renew your mind and you test and discern what is good and acceptable. So we then have to look at life and television and media through that filter. And if we constantly are bombarding ourselves all the time with things that aren't good and aren't acceptable, in light of the lens we should have on because of Jesus, then we've got to put stuff in place to.
Yeah, and unfortunately, not do that. That is going to be harder than it is to conform to the world.
Absolutely,
it is harder. Definitely harder to be a Christian and to follow, to look at everything through that Christian lens, and to know that you're going to be judged when you do look through that Christian lens of, okay, that's not good for me, or I'm not letting my kids watch this, or no, you know, my kids cannot go on the internet without me over their shoulder because they still need my help in discernment. You're gonna get pushback like anytime you try to do that sort of thing.
And what's also hard too is I know some people are convicted about certain things and others are not, or they are to an extent.
Yeah, sanctification looks different in each one of us.
Yeah, and our journeys are a little bit different. I've got people who are phenomenal Christian women who staunchly believe that there are things that you just shouldn't touch, you shouldn't do if you're Christian. And I'm like, you know, okay, maybe that was revealed to you, but it has not been revealed. That has not been what I've been revealed to by Christ. And not to say it won't, but that's not where I am on this journey. And that's not, you know, that may be a conviction for you. But if to me, I can't line that up and find personally, because we are to test things and we are to discern them for ourselves. Just because it looks like one thing with one person doesn't mean it's that way. If you're trying to, I understand if you're trying to like maybe overprotect or be extra cautious. There's some of us who are less on the overly cautious side with things. We'll still discern things, but it's not always going to look the same exactly from one family to the next. But if you do take that stand, like you were saying just a minute ago, if you do take a stand with something and somebody else doesn't agree with you, you're probably going to get some pushback.
Yeah. And honestly, getting some pushback is okay too.
It is okay.
It's if you're doing something, if you've been convicted by something or are being convicted by something and you say, no, sorry, I'm not going to do that. If you don't believe you should be drinking, don't drink.
Don't drink.
If you believe drinking is not a problem for you, then okay, just don't get drunk. Like,
yeah.
It's not a hard and fast rule for everyone, but there are definitely guidance. There is a lot of guidance that the Bible gives us that really what we need to be doing and renewing our mind is also testing against the Bible, making sure that what we're doing is edifying to us and not making us stumble. So if you're watching something that's making you stumble or making you callous to the ways of the world, then stop watching it. Stop doing it. You need to, even if all of your friends are, you need to stop. I definitely have watched TV shows over in my past that I knew I should not be watching just because all my friends were and I wanted to fit in. That's something that this verse is specifically talking about. It's specifically saying to not do that and to be careful.
Transforming your mind changes your behavior. So as we work to bring our minds and bring our thoughts and bring our relationship to Christ more often and throughout our days and our weeks, and we just continue to press in and have that relationship with God, it's going to transform our minds and it's going to convict us when we need to be convicted. And it's not necessarily trying to be condemning or trying to take fun out of your life. That's not what transforming your mind looks like. But as you grow closer to God, it's like your mind just naturally kind of changes that way anyway. And you are more sensitive to things that you might not have been earlier in your life.
Yeah, and this is not turning your back to the world. We're here to love and serve, but it is meaning to draw that line and not join in whatever is going on.
One of the hallmarks, I think, of society and the world and just the era that we live in right now seems to be that we're to do anything and everything that feels good and anything and everything that we want. And there should be no boundaries. You can almost see it in some of the parenting too these days. Mm. Nobody gives boundaries to their kids. Nobody, I mean, I'm not saying nobody, but there's, I was over exaggerating there, but there's a huge movement. Thank you. That, oh, just whatever you want, whatever, I mean, however you feel, whatever's good for you. And honestly, that's not, if you read in the New Testament or even the Old Testament, that wasn't really the way culture was in the past. It just wasn't like that. And just because the movement has changed now and the world is always going to be changing in some capacity, we can't just mold with that. We can't just go with it. We still have to stay true to what we believe, and we have to know what we believe in order to stay true and stand up for what we believe. So, yeah.
And part of that is really being in the Word, learning the Word,
knowing
and
it,
understanding what God wants for us, because He wants all good things for us, and that's why He wants us to stay away from some of these things, because ultimately, one day, we're all going to stand in front of Him in judgment, and we want to say that we left a good mark on this world.
And I know it's hard. I know we talked about this a little bit earlier. It's hard to stand up for what Jesus said, or the things that Jesus says in here, because a lot of this stuff, especially in U.S. culture, is very unacceptable to fall in line with Christian values. And people will say nasty things to you, and people believe nasty things about you, but there's that really sweet promise in Matthew 5:11 that says, God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you, lie about you, and say all sorts of evil things against you because you're my followers. We're blessed when that happens. It doesn't feel like it at the time, but there's an eternal blessing that comes with, I mean, Jesus, when he was here, he was accepted by his followers, and he was despised by everyone else.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that is kind of what that will look like for you too, when you push back a little bit on society, or people ask you what you believe on something, and you tell them, and you know they're looking at you like you're just a, and they may be holding their tongue, trying not to say nasty things to you, but
chances are, if you're not getting pushback from
people,
the secular world,
are you standing up for anything?
You might need to check yourself.
So the challenge this week, are you conforming to the world, or are you allowing God to transform you into his likeness? And this is a challenge for everybody. We're so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.